Mr. President, I am at this point going to give an introduction to the Senate Bill number 491, which is the criminal code. This is going to be a fairly lengthy introduction because of obviously the size of the code. And then I plan at the close of the introduction to open it up to inquiry and start vetting this bill during the floor process, which we have been doing offline for years now. This is the first large-scale revision of Missouri's criminal code since 1979. As you know, since that time, we've passed hundreds of new crimes and penalties. 35 years of legislation and court decisions have resulted in an unwieldy, confusing code that is not user-friendly. This revision actually improves the cohesiveness and consistency of the code and allows prosecutors, defense lawyers, defendants, and the judiciary, as well as crime victims, to have a concise set of rules and consequences. Here's how we got to this point. So for 4 years, a group of criminal law practitioners, including prosecutors, public defenders, and criminal defense lawyers, all met to compile a legislative proposal to update and improve the code. Their proposal was filed by Representative Cox and me during the 2012 legislative session. Upon that filing, the legislature started a 3-year vetting process that included an interim joint committee in 2012, a multi-week hearing session in both the House and the Senate in 2013, more interim hearings in 2013, and multiple hearings this year, 2014. To date, this code has had over 20 public hearings. In addition to the public hearings, the Senate Judiciary Committee, under the leadership of our chairman, the Senator from Green, and his amazingly, and I stress amazingly, talented, intelligent, and hardworking staff, along with the patient and hardworking and talented staff that we have in Senate Research, have created an online portal to accept comments and feedback related to this code. The committee webpage also included reports and charts, many of which are on your desk today, and several tools that make the code revisions easier to navigate and comprehend. The legislative vetting of this bill is truly unprecedented. We are fully aware that these changes come with a very large learning curve, and that will require training and education. So what we have done is we have an effective date for this bill of January 1st of 2016. The effective date allows the criminal law practitioners, law enforcement, and the judiciary the time they need to train and implement the changes. Additionally, the legislature will have one additional year before implementation of these laws in order to make cleanup changes that are inevitable with any piece of legislation that goes through this body. The time, vetting, and hard work that we've invested in this product has resulted in something truly amazing. This is legislation that prosecutors, defense lawyers, law enforcement, crime victims groups all agree is a cohesive, smart, tough approach to fighting crime in the state of Missouri. What I'm going to do now is give you an overview of the major changes that are throughout the bill, followed up by specific changes so that we can then open it up to questions that you have about what's in the bill. First and foremost, this bill does not create any new crimes, nor does it criminalize any actions. From a policy perspective, and I know this is going to be hard to believe, this is actually a very plain vanilla piece of legislation. There was a consensus on this legislative proposal, and the only items included were those agreed upon by both the prosecutors and the criminal defense bar. It is not easy, as you might imagine, to get those two groups to agree on anything, but the ideas that came to this floor were only the ones that they had a consensus on. The goal was to make the language of the code more consistent and less antiquated, to make the code a user-friendly, easy-to-understand manual for practitioners. The biggest change that is in this bill is the result of a new Class E felony. The goal of this new felony is to close the gap between B and C felonies. Currently, a Class B felony allows a prison term of 5 to 15 years, and a Class C felony allows a term of 1 to 7 years. Under this proposed revision, the term of imprisonment for a Class C felony would be 3 to 10 years, and the term for a Class D felony would be the current penalty under the C felony. The Class E felony would then contain the penalty that is now provided for a Class D felony. I know that sounds confusing, so there is a chart on your desk that shows the changes to the felonies. I've actually heard some concerns from both liberal and conservative constituencies who are worried that creation of a new Class E felony is going to result in the creation of more felons in the state of Missouri. That is not the effect of this change. The new felony class is between the levels B and C that currently exist. The E felony is actually taking the place of the old D felony. Let me give you an example. Currently, prosecutors and defense lawyers use the plea bargain as a tool to secure convictions and effective, responsible way to handle massive criminal dockets. Oftentimes, prosecutors will take a D felony and offer the defendant a chance to reduce that to an A misdemeanor in exchange for a guilty plea. These arrangements are typically for first-time nonviolent offenders, and this tool would still be available for all parties. But now E felonies could be possibly pled down to A misdemeanors, should the prosecutor so desire. This revision will not result in laws that are currently treated as misdemeanors becoming felonies. Other revisions include grammatical changes, including change the word crime to offense. Some names of crimes have been changed, and we have also replaced the word person with defendant. Statutes have also been amended to make them gender neutral. One other global change is adding the mens rea of knowingly for all offenses that are silent on mens rea. For those of you who are not familiar with the term mens rea, it's a fundamental principle of criminal law that a crime consists of both a mental element and a physical element. Mens rea is a person's awareness of the fact that his or her conduct is criminal. That's the mental element. The actus reus, the act itself, is the physical element. Under the current code, drug-related prior and persistent offender provisions are treated differently than all other crimes. These penalties are now merged, and all prior and persistent offenders, regardless of the crime committed, will be treated the same. This is very important. It will ensure that career criminals will remain behind bars. It also makes sure that we have the right mix of people in our Department of Corrections. In 2010, the Missouri Supreme Court Chief Justice Ray Price delivered the State of the Judiciary speech. He gave us some hard facts and some startling statistics. Missouri's attempts to get tough on crime had had disastrous results. We created a costly system where Missourians were less safe. We were spending more money with bad results. The statistics fluctuate over the years, but let me give you the basics. We spend roughly $16,500 a year to incarcerate someone. Specialty courts and supervised probation cost less, and the public is actually safer when we use those tools. For instance, the recidivism rate for defendants in the state's DWI, drug, mental health, veteran, and specialty courts is only 8 to 10%. That means of defendants who finish the program, only 8 to 10% are committing new crimes. The recidivism rate for supervised probation is only 16 to 18%. The recidivism rate for spending one day in the Missouri Department of Corrections is 40%. And it shoots up to over 50% for those who spend longer in prison. We're actually spending more money and we are less safe because more crimes are being committed. This legislature took steps to correct that in 2012 when we passed the Justice Reinvestment Act. This criminal code revision also helps to address the issue by making sure that prosecutors have the tools we need to put prior and persistent offenders behind bars. Through the continued work of this legislature, including legislation and appropriations, along with the Missouri Supreme Court, local judicial circuits, counties, and cities, we are offering an increasing number of specialty courts and diversion programs to keep our costs down while making communities safer. The bulk of the remaining changes to the code include reorganization of the criminal statutes, that is, moving and consolidating statutes into more common sense, user-friendly code. This reorganization is the reason for the size of this bill. I know that the biggest concern that I've heard from everybody, regardless of what level of government they're in or where they are in the public, their fear is the size. The reason that this bill is so big is because of the reorganization. We are deleting sections from one chapter and then reenacting those very same sections in a new chapter. That's why it's so big. That's also why we put so many helpful tools on your desk today. That's a way to help wade through the changes. There are several charts on your desk right now that will help you with this process. Let's talk about the specific changes at this point. Whenever possible, I'll summarize entire categories of offenses, and I will provide detailed explanations of the major changes from current law. At the close of my summary, I'll open it up for questions and amendments. My hope is that we can start to vet the concerns of the body today. We can collect all the agreed upon amendments and then incorporate them into a substitute that we can bring back to the floor and discuss. Let's start first with crimes against persons, adult and child abuse orders, robbery, arson, burglary and related offenses, stealing and related offenses, and weapons offenses. The major changes to these chapters include the consolidation of assault crimes, the repeal of current types of assault crimes against special victims, and the enhancement of sentencing for assaults against special victims, changes to the minimum value of property, that is the threshold between misdemeanor and felony offenses involving stealing and property damage. We are raising that bar now to $750, and we are making those property values consistent among the various criminal statutes. Regarding assault, the code currently has 24 different assault offenses. We are consolidating those offenses to three and creating a new fourth degree classification assault to close the gap between first degree and third degree assault. The current third degree assault will become the new fourth degree assault, and the new third degree assault will now contain the elements of knowingly causing physical injury. Knowingly causing physical injury is not covered under current assault crimes. Recklessly causing physical injury is covered under third degree assault, which is a misdemeanor. The new third degree assault will be a felony. The definition of physical injury will also be modified. Currently, physical injury means physical pain, illness, or any impairment of physical condition. The new law would be a slight impairment of any function of the body or temporary loss of any use of any part of the body. Domestic assaults will remain in their own chapter and not merged with this code because of the unique nature of these offenses and because this legislature has spent a significant amount of time over the last 3 years updating and improving our domestic violence laws. This code does not address the sentencing of juveniles charged with first-degree murder. The United States Supreme Court has ruled Missouri's sentencing structure unconstitutional in the case of Miller versus Alabama. This is a controversial issue. There is no consensus yet between the prosecutors and the criminal defense bar. We have addressed the issue, so we have not addressed that issue in the criminal code. There are several pieces of legislation regarding that issue. Negotiations are ongoing, and we will get to that. The chapter on adult and child protective orders will not be moved into the criminal code because the vast majority of that information is actually dealing with how to create or create an order, so we will not be moving that in. One concern that we had when we were talking about theft is specifically came from the retailers and grocers who were concerned that we were changing revisions to the criminal code relating to shoplifting that had just been revised as recently as 2 years ago. Those concerns have been addressed, and we have language that all sides are okay with in this version. Passing bad checks and check kiting is going to be reduced from a Class C felony to a Class E felony. This reflects a change in the thinking about the severity of these crimes. For example, right now in the state of Missouri, involuntary manslaughter is considered a Class C felony, as is check kiting. It was the belief of the prosecutors and the defense bar that involuntary manslaughter was something well above check kiting, so check kiting has been moved down appropriately. It is still a felony. If you received a visit from your library stating they have concerns about reclassification of theft relating to library books, we have left the criminal code the same relating to those crimes, so your library's concerns have been addressed. The weapons offenses have stayed the same in the criminal code as they are now, but they've been divided into eight separate statutes to make them easier to read and use. This body has previously made changes to administrative penalties surrounding our concealed carry laws. Those changes will remain in effect and are not included in this bill. I'm going to move on now to sexual offenses and offenses against the family. Fortunately, we completely updated our sexual offense laws last session, Those have been signed by the governor, they're in law, and all of those changes have been reflected in this code. One really neat thing that happened as we worked through the process on this is that we actually found that we had the opportunity to both modernize the criminal code and actually pass a piece of legislation that gets very, very tough on sex crimes against kids. Children's advocates and the folks on the front line working with kids who were sexually abused by adults are calling this the best and toughest bill we have ever presented that actually gives our prosecutors the tools they need to convict defendants who commit sex crimes against kids. Senate Bill 491 does not reduce penalties or downgrade any offenses against children. Child Advocacy Center directors, child abuse pediatricians, and others who work professionally with child abuse victims have provided input into the revision process, and every concern they have had is addressed in the Senate committee substitute. One of the most important changes we made to this bill is an enhancement to Chapter 566, the sex crime statute. We have added incest to the list of aggravating factors that allow for enhanced penalties against those who commit sex offenses. Two-thirds of the kids seen in Missouri's child advocacy centers are abused by a relative, and a third are abused by their parent. Adding incest as an aggregating factor will increase our ability to prosecute and incarcerate those who harm our children. There are no changes to the sex offender registry in this bill. A majority of this legislature agreed that changes needed to be made, but because of the controversy surrounding what changes need to be made, this bill is silent on the sex offender registry. Now let's talk about drugs. Let's address the biggest issue first. We are not decriminalizing anything, including drug offenses. It will still be a crime to possess, distribute, manufacture illegal drugs in the state of Missouri. The changes in this code simply reflect how our prosecutors are currently handling first-time drug offenses. Our current penalty structure does not reflect the reality of how these crimes are being punished right now. For example, first-time drug possession cases are currently disposed of with a fine and no jail time. Accordingly, we have changed the penalty for first-time possession of up to 35 grams of marijuana to a Class D misdemeanor. It is a crime, it goes on your record, you will be punished. The only thing that changes is you will no longer face 15 days in jail. You will still face a fine. And in addition to reflecting the reality of how these crimes are currently charged, it's also actually the fiscally responsible thing to do, and here's why. The Constitution right now says, and the Supreme Court agrees, that the state must provide a free lawyer for anyone who's facing jail time who cannot afford a lawyer. Because of this, our state's public defender system is overloaded with clients who are getting a free lawyer, even though they are not, in all reality, facing any jail time because the prosecutors aren't going to give them any jail time for this offense. This bill will end that waste. And this is only for the first offense. If you are charged again for possession of up to 35 grams of marijuana, you will be charged with a Class A misdemeanor, which comes with a penalty of up to 1 year in jail and a fine of up to $2,000. If you do not get the message after that, you will be treated as a repeat offender, and Missouri's tough laws on prior and persistent offenders will kick in, and you will serve a lot of time in the Department of Corrections. Finally, I want to address DWIs. This bill improves the safety record or the safety of our roads by getting tough on habitual drunk drivers and those drivers who are responsible for the death of a passenger because of intoxication. Let me give you an example. If a driver is intoxicated and she crashes her car and kills the passenger, her current punishment range is 1 to 7 years in prison. If we pass this, we will have revised that punishment and it will now be 3 to 10 years in prison. Additionally, we have revised a range of punishment relating to DWI cases. First offense is a B misdemeanor up to 6 months in the county jail. Second offense, A misdemeanor, up to 1 year in a county jail. Third offense, E felony, up to 4 years in prison. Fourth offense, D felony, up to 7 years in prison. Fifth offense, C felony, 3 to 10 years in prison, with a minimum 2 years served before parole eligibility. Sixth offense, B felony, 5 to 15 years in prison. You will be classified as a dangerous felon, which means that 85% of the sentence has to be served before becoming parole eligible. This is a new enhancement which ensures that habitual drunk drivers will serve lengthy prison sentences. While treatment programs such as DWI courts are currently available to use in low and mid-level offenses, we need those lengthy prison sentences prior to parole eligibility on the high-level offenses to keep the roadways safe. We have a few cleanup amendments that we need to offer to address some of the issues that have come to our attention since the Senate committee substitute. For example, I've received some input from members of the agriculture community here in the state of Missouri concerned about the Crop Protection Act. We agree with those concerns, and we're going to make those changes, and we will be explaining those on the floor through the process. For the sake of convenience, I'd like to keep a list of all of these issues so that we can come back with a Senate substitute rather than trying to keep track of all of the amendments on this unwieldy bill. And before I open it up to questions, I'm going to have one inquiry, and then I just want to start the process of letting you start the vetting process that we've been working on for the last 3 years.